Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
This is Children's Hospice Week, and it's the only week in the year where the Children's Hospice Movement, Laura Lynn, the Children's Hospice, seeks to raise awareness and maybe raise some money too for hospice and palliative care services for children in Ireland. We're all very used to hospice care in terms of the likes of Marymount and that sort of thing, but there's one Children's Hospice, Laura Lynn, in Dublin. And they are the national, as it were, so to speak, children's hospice. And this is their awareness week. And their theme is caring for the child, but supporting the family. And you see their various campaign material in your media all during the week. But I wanted to talk to a family rather than just talk to the hospice people themselves. And the Healy Nolan family, I've talked to Casey before about little Penelope, her daughter, and Penelope has been receiving the services and dealing with, been involved with Laura Lynn for a couple of years now. Casey, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Tell me about Penelope.
Well, Penelope is 6 years old and she's a brilliant little girl. She's just the most beautiful, most engaging child that you could ever hope to meet. She's so special, and anyone who ever meets her just falls in love with her instantly. She's the brightest joy of our lives, to be perfectly honest with you, and she has a tough little life. She has a very rare genetic disorder which is life limiting, so Penelope has a lot of very high care needs.
Yeah, what kind of things does she need all the time, for example?
Well, Penelope, she can't sit. She's non-verbal. She's not able to eat. So she's peg-fed. So everything goes through the little tube in her stomach. And she has other issues where she was finding toileting difficult. So she has a suprapubic catheter in her stomach to help her go to the toilet, things like that. So she has a lot of holes in her and a lot of needs.
Yeah, she's a brave little thing. Very brave.
She is. Yeah, she is.
How did you come to be referred to Laura Lynn?
Well, I suppose it was something that I suppose I fought against a little bit, because when you hear the word hospice, you kind of think, oh God, no, that's not for us. We're not there. I hope we're not there. But it was kind of gently mentioned to me by a neurologist in Temple Street that, you know, that they would be fantastic to link in with. And our clinical nurse specialist here in Cork also kind of thought that Penelope would be a good candidate for symptom assessment in Laura Lynn, and it kind of all started from there. And we had our first visit in 2021.
Is there a kind of a sense as a parent when you bring your child into a hospice, this is it? That tends to be the first feeling.
It's kind of when you hear palliative care and hospice, you think this is the beginning of the end. And really, for a child like Penelope, and this is something that I myself didn't fully understand either, was that palliative care and hospice care is helping the child or the person who needs it live their very best life. And that's all we want for Penelope. It's making sure that she's happy and comfortable, and that we as her family are getting support. So when I say earlier that I was kind of like fighting against it slightly, it's just I was scared because there's such a stigma around hospice and palliative.
Yeah.
We think that this is a terrible, terrible thing. And what my eyes have been opened since kind of joining the Laurelin family is that it's not. It's giving such happiness back to Penelope and to all the children that attend there and to the families.
In an adult, when dad or mom or husband or wife or brother or sister go to palliative care, you almost feel, well, we failed. But you haven't. You're actually doing the best for them. You have to get over that kind of initial feeling, don't you?
Yeah, and I suppose like you're not failing, and anyone that's going kind of through this process at the minute, you are empowering yourself to look after your loved one in the best possible way. Mm-hmm. You get tips and tricks that are invaluable and that you would not know, that can help you to care for your loved one to the absolute best, give them the best quality of life. And it's something that, you know, you really, it's jarring to hear, but the stigma has to be taken away. And that's why I think it's so fantastic that, like, on Children's Hospice Week, that stories are able to come out and you can see the positives.
Yes.
And understand that it's not doom and gloom.
And that's exactly where I wanted to go next, Katie. Laurelin have brought many things, not just to Penelope's life, but to all of your lives.
Yeah, Penelope has three little brothers, and thanks to Laurelin, they have coffee mornings and lovely family events that we've been able to attend with the three boys and Penelope, where they get to have a great time. They recently they got to meet Peter O'Mahony, and we've got some amazing photographs of the lads playing rugby and having just a fantastic time. I mean, David and I, my husband, often say that, like, we have experienced things through Penelope that we never would have experienced if it wasn't for her. We had one of the best mornings there messing around with the rugby lads. It was great.
Yeah. There are home services as well as services in the hospice centre itself.
Yeah, this is kind of like a recent enough thing that's being rolled out here in Munster, and I believe other places too. But there's home care packages so that, you know, Penelope can have care at home at times over a couple of weeks, and it's just so helpful. And as well as that, they've had a music therapist come out to the house, and it's just been beautiful. I mean, I was sitting watching Penelope just engage with the music, and I was moved to tears. I was like apologizing all the time because I was just bawling in the corner at just how gorgeous it was. Penelope was completely immersed in the music, and it was just really, really really special.
Isn't this an extraordinary thing to see, Katie, the effect of music on a child like Penelope?
Yeah, like Penelope can't use her hands meaningfully, but she was there reaching for the music therapist's guitar, and it was really beautiful. And again, it was an experience where Penelope's brothers were included. The boys were given little drums to bang and to enjoy, and it's just the family's really at the forefront of every experience. Like, even though it is centered around Penelope, there's always inclusion for the lads too, which is so special.
And for yourself and David, you're dealing with this, like you said, life-limiting condition for your gorgeous little girl. It must get difficult for mom and dad too, and Laurelin are there then as well.
Yeah, like, it is extremely difficult. Like, we're dealing with a lot of unknowns. Penelope's condition is very rare, and we really don't have any information about it. We don't have much support system around us in terms of like other families that are going through the same thing. So it's very difficult. And, you know, with Laura Lynn, I've had chats with nurses, I've had chats with doctors that have really helped me kind of come to terms with it. I'm obviously Penelope's primary caregiver, and you know, I have some very difficult jobs to do for Penelope that sometimes make me feel more of a medic than a mother at times, but you know, they always support me and remind me that, you know, I am able to do this and that I've got it.
We talked before, you and me, about this, and you said there are times it just gets completely overwhelming. Is there then somebody that you can pick the phone up and talk to?
Always, there's always Laura Lynn at the end of the phone if I need any help or any support. They're always there to offer support, because like I say, when you have a child with a very rare illness, family and friends don't know what to do or what to say. And it's not that they're not supporting you, it's that they feel that they can't, they don't know what to say. So sometimes you do need someone with that expertise to speak to and to kind of guide you through things ever so slightly.
Because there is that thing that you kind of don't know what to say. And
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
The human tendency is, because you don't know what to say, is you don't say anything.
I just think for anyone out there listening who maybe has a friend or a family member who does have a child that's going through something difficult, I mean, it's always nice for someone to ask you how your child is, just to have a general conversation and to offer support in a moral kind of way, where there's areas that nobody can help. It is only medical help. Offering someone a little bit of crack on the other end of the phone, kind of saying, how's the kid? And then here's a bit of light reprieve. Let's talk about anything. You need that in your life, and it's really helpful. But at times when you feel that there is no one to turn to, there's always services like Laura Lynn. And I would, as also mentioned, Jack and Jill, they're just a fantastic charity. And it's kind of sad that charities are who we turn to in this country when our children are in need. Yeah. Our government really, really fails our children.
As you and I have discussed before, she's a bit under the weather this week. Hopefully that'll pass.
Hopefully, yeah, she's not feeling too good, so we're just lots of TLC and taking it day by day. But she's fine. She's good. She's a great little girl, and we absolutely adore Penelope, and we're often so grateful to be given chances to speak like this, because we want to get the message out there about all these fantastic charities that help families like ours, because they are just, I don't have the words to tell you how important they have been, and we're really only using their service since the end of 2021. They've been fantastic.
Well, you do actually have the words, Katie, and you've used them brilliantly. Thank you for talking to me.
Thank you.
And my best to David and the rest of the family, but especially to little Penelope. That's Katie Healy Nolan.
Cork's 96 FM.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer.
Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.